het radionieuws. Hoewel het Israëlische leger heeft gezegd lessen te hebben getrokken uit het geweld bij de voedseluitdeling in Gaza, zijn er ook vandaag weer tientallen Palestijnen gedood in de Gazastrook. En volgens de civiele bescherming stierven de meesten bij een hulpbedeling. Eerder vandaag zeiden de Verenigde Naties al dat er sinds eind mei bijna 800 mensen zijn gedood toen ze probeerden humanitaire hulp te krijgen in het gebied. De meesten van hen stierven bij de omstreden Gaza Humanitarian Foundation hulpposten. Het Wereldvoedselprogramma van de Verenigde Naties gaat veel minder hulp geven aan crisisgebieden in West- en Centraal-Afrika, omdat de Amerikaanse president Trump bezuinigt op internationale hulpverlening USAID. Het Wereldvoedselprogramma kondigde in april al ontslagen en bezuinigingen aan en zegt dat miljoenen mensen zullen worden getroffen door het noodgedwongen afschalen van essentiële hulpoperaties. Zo zullen er zo'n 300.000 kinderen in Nigeria ernstig onder voeten raken. De Amerikaanse president Trump en zijn vrouw Melania zijn in Texas aangekomen om zelf het door overstromingen geteisterde rampgebied te bezoeken. Vorige week verdronken daar zeker 119 mensen als gevolg van zware overstromingen door hevige regenval. Onder de slachtoffers waren ook veel kinderen die op zomerkamp waren. Het water steeg in minder dan 3 kwartier ongeveer 8 meter, waardoor inwoners werden verrast. Mogelijk werden de waarschuwingen niet op tijd opgevolgd. En de politie heeft 7 mannen gearresteerd voor betrokkenheid bij een groot drugslab in het Noord-Hollandse Middenbeemster bij Purmerend. Vorige maand brandde het bedrijfspand waarin het lab stond compleet uit. De verdachten zijn tussen de 24 en 59 jaar en komen uit Den Haag, Utrecht, Volendam, Woerden en De Meern. Ze worden verdacht van de productie van synthetische drugs. Een van de verdachten zou de vader zijn van de eigenaar van het bedrijfspand dat op 19 juni totaal werd verwoest. Het weer, de bewolking lost op. Vanavond en vannacht blijft het droog met 's nachts kans op mist bij 13 tot 16 graden en een zwakke tot matige noordenwind. Morgen is het zonnig met vooral in het oosten kans op een bui bij 21 tot 27 graden. Tot zover het radionieuws.
Time for trance, so wake up, dance.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Time for Trance. My name is Charlie Two-Face. Behind the decks, the man who never sticks to the plan, Han Beukers. And let me tell you something about our guest mixer tonight. He's been in the scene for almost 20 years already. Had 3 different DJ names, or alias, if that's what you want to call it. With the last one already quite a few releases, like The Stars Between Us, Think Rowan Big, After Sunset, The Strings That Bind Us. He's helping out other DJs with learning how to mix and how to produce. His beard is longer than most of us. I'm talking about Sebastian Veldman. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm also good. And first of all, there are 2 things that you can do that I can't. Can you guess?
Shave?
No, I shave my beard.
Okay, cool. Well, tell me.
The first thing is mixing vinyls.
Oh,
because
okay.
I'm a USB or digital DJ, if you want to call that.
Well, come over, I would say.
And the second, and I'm really jealous of that, mixing hardstyle. It's really? So hard. I mean, I can do like hard techno and hard trance. So really kudos for that.
I'm going to tell you a secret. Mixing hardstyle is really one of the most easiest music styles to mix.
I need a lesson with you. So I'm going to ask you some more questions later.
Cool.
Han, let's spin some music.
We're gonna go on the night.
You're still listening to Time for Trends. We're still live in the studio here with our guest mixer. Oh, damn. I lost my script. Damn. No, just kidding. First, there was DJ Bash. Then came Alec Venture. And now it's Sebastian Veldman. I saw you had a couple of releases with Alec Venture, like Dipped, Death in the Forest, Hola Pistola, Antichrist. You oh also had... Yes, I did some research. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I dive in deep head first.
Nice.
You also had the monthly podcast, Where's the Subcast?
Yeah, that's true. That was really awesome to do.
And what made you change into this new DJ alias?
I think it was a by accident. I had an opportunity to do a gig, Deep House. And the guy who wanted to book me, he said, well, yeah, okay, boss, I can book you for some Deep House, but if people search for Alec Vulture, then they find out about Subground and all harder stuff, they don't want to hear from you. So it was really difficult to come up with a DJ name in a few days, because it was a few days before the booking.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, yeah, wait. He threw my name in a name generator and he came up with Sebastian Veldman.
Wow.
And I was like, well, it sounds German, it sounds international, so yeah, why not? So Sebastian Veldman was born, and with this alias I did a lot of techno, I did a lot of radio shows, now producing, of course.
Yeah, but you also produced with your previous alias.
Yeah, with Alec Vulture.
Yeah,
that was more Subground style.
And do you have like a favorite production of all time that you brought out?
You mean now?
All of them? Like, even with Alec Venture, do you have like one track that is your all-time favorite track that you brought out?
Well, Dipped was kind of special because the friend who produced it, actually, I brought the ideas and he produced the tracks. We started with the idea to relaunch the lounge from DJ Jean, which turned out into Dipped. So yeah, that was kind of funny. But the most special track for me is The Stars Between Us. Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah.
And we actually, I asked you before the show, but you have a new toy in your studio.
That's true.
How does it feel to have your own synthesizer?
Yeah, let's say struggling. The thing is damn awesome. It really has the perfect sounds, but I still need to find them.
Practice.
Yeah, that's true. Watching a lot of tutorials, checking out Ben and Stefan, how they nail that. So it's trial and error.
Yeah, awesome. I'm really curious what you're gonna produce for us.
That makes two of us.
I'm going back to the music. I'm gonna ask you some more questions later.
We'll be right back. more fame, got me looking like a rock. Day by day, used to push it to the spot. Playing, yeah, Jane Brown, flying like a god. Day by day, used to push it to the spot. Day by day, used to push it to the spot. Playing, yeah, Jane, boy, I'm flying like a god. Day by day, used to push it to the spot.
Flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. We'll be right back.
fly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world.
Special shout out for a very special track. It's actually the first Borderlands music track, sorry Misha, and it's called Schmetterling.
Thank you.
Killing, the first release on Borderlands Music. Damn, it's such a hard word. So, still in our studio, our guest mixer of tonight.
Yes, yes.
So, the next questions is actually a few questions that I ask to previous DJs. So, how is your view on the music scene these days? People with the most likes and followers get booked more than people who actually love what they do.
Pass.
Pass. Nope. Not going to answer that one. Well, let's be honest. Everything starts with passion. That's what I tell my students.
Yeah.
And when the passion is right, everything follows. Even your followers.
True.
Because they see your passion. So, my point of view on the whole social media thing is that we need it.
Yeah.
They made us need it. And it's a love-hate relationship in my case. Sometimes I post in a few days, five times, and then it's quiet for weeks. I post with passion. I only post when I want to, and not because the algorithm tells me to.
Yeah.
But look back in the days when we were a DJ, we only had Party Vlog or
Party Vlog. Damn, I feel old.
Still have it. Guilty. But if we see the development, back in the days, you packed your bag with vinyl, you went to the gig, you did your gig. If you were lucky, you had a few, clear the bag next weekend and again. Nowadays, we as artists, not only DJ, producer or whatsoever, as an artist, we are a social media manager. We are composer, we are producer, we are our own manager,
fixing
our gigs. And then we still need some time to be human.
Exactly.
So, sometimes people really don't know what we do behind the screens, and that is really something that I always talk about with my students. Hey, it's not only that I teach you how to play, I teach you how to be an artist, how to perform, how to stand there in front of the crowd, but also stand there as an artist. So yeah, coming back on social media, it's a hate-love relationship.
Different question then. If you could play at any festival anywhere in the world, where would you love to play?
I need some time for that. maybe the first thing that pops up, Tomorrowland. But a small club on Ibiza would be cool too. Just a small place, 200 people, nothing more, nothing less. Feel the vibe, taste the vibe. And in my opinion, the smaller the party, the better the crowd.
Exactly. My opinion too. So, do you ever dream about doing a collab with someone?
Yeah, of course. Doing a collab is a special moment. It's a special bond you create with the other artist.
And if it could be anyone, if it could be anyone, who would it be?
Armin, are you listening?
We have the cough button, Armin. You don't have it.
Well, I always looked up to Armin. Mm. Being in the scene for so many years, for so many decades, one of the founders of the Dutch trance. I think he's a big, how do you say it in English? Voorbeeld, standaard.
Hero.
Hero, yeah. So, yeah, I think Armin would be cool.
And last but not least, what can we expect from you within the coming months? Productions, gigs? Tell us. We're curious.
Yeah, can imagine. About that, I am curious too. It is really difficult at the moment because I'm switching styles.
And you just brought out a track, right?
Yeah.
Not too long ago, indeed.
So I still have a few uplifting trance tracks on the shelf, which will be my last. From that point on, I will go back to progressive, melodic, so 126 BPM more or less. I tried trance, I really love it, it's still in my heart. Production wise, I want to tell the story a bit slower, so awesome. I think that will be the goal for the upcoming months, getting familiar with my little baby.
Yeah.
And gig wise, it's quiet because I'm not focusing on gigs. I'm focusing on Spinet DJ Academy, my school, and productions. And whenever people want to book me or are interested, well, they're more than welcome.
Awesome. I'm really curious what you're gonna play. I think we need to go back to the last few minutes of Han. And he's gonna do a throwback of the week. Let's see. throwback of the week, Han.
Yes.
You can finally talk. Hello.
It's back. I'm talking again. I'm going off script again. Immediately.
Yeah, you can.
No.
You can,
no.
You can.
So no, this is full script.
Throwback of the week, tell me.
Yes, this track was initially released in 2002 by Ann Dane. Of course, it's Summer Calling. Mm-hmm. A beautiful track on its own. But then in 2016... Casey Rash, I need to say it correct. Casey Rash came with this remix. I love this remix, and this was the remix that re-sparked my love for trance. And it was released in April, and that was the same time that I got the idea for this radio show,
Time for Trance.
So this track is kind of the basis for Time for Trance.
Awesome.
Yeah, you had in that time you also had that photographer remix of what was it, Airport?
Yes.
And together with this track, mm-hmm. I was in love with trance, really. So yeah, that's why the throwback track.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you sit here in the second hour.
I'll be coming this way.
In the second hour, we also have our guest mixer, Sebastian Veldman. So
yes.
Stay tuned.
Ewald van Liemt met het radio nieuws.